Jets and Broncos on Sunday. Hello and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Milani alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones, a couple of former Broncos up here, talking about this matchup. And Steve, let's start with you. Josh McCown, the Jets quarterback, named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. What do you see from him?
A 38-year-old quarterback playing really solid football right now. He's been impressive, and out of the games that they've had this season, he's had a quarterback rating of over 100 eight times, and that's extremely impressive because at the beginning of the season, many people were thinking that the New York Jets were trying to tank the season, but it's far from that. These guys are coming out playing hard, playing good, solid football. We're going to have our hands full on Sunday.
Yeah, McCown, 331 yards and a touchdown against the Chiefs a week ago. Casey, about our quarterback, Trevor Siemian, coach said it, he's got to play better than he did.
He's got to play better. He gives up three interceptions the last two games, a pick six last week against Miami. He's got to play better. But you know who is the quarterback's best friend is that offensive line and the running game. You got to find a way to get C.J. Anderson running the ball. You got to get that offensive line working for you. They ran the ball effectively to start the game against Miami, but they abandoned it way too quickly. I think this game against the Jets, they have to force the issue with the running game.
And what do you see from this Jets defense? I know at the beginning of the year, their secondary claimed they were the no-fly zone. Right. Not so sure about that.
Right. Well, they start two rookies at safety. They talk Jamal Adams and Marcus May are both rookies at safety. Those guys have improved during the course of the year. And these guys, they're starting to come on. They don't look like a team that has dropped five of the last seven. They came up big against Alex Smith in Kansas City last week. I think that this team is much improving, and they look like a team that's playing inspired football. They look like a team that's trying to save the job of their head coach, Todd Bowles. I really think that they're playing inspired football right now.
Yeah, I'd say they're overachieving. Like Steve mentioned, hey, they thought maybe they were going to tank this season. It looks like they're playing pretty good football. What do you see from the Jets, especially with those two wide receivers?
Man, we got two young receivers. Well, one's younger than the other. One's in the second year. Both Jermaine Kearse and Robbie Anderson, man, they've been playing really good football, good solid football, and they're playing with passion early on in the season. A lot of people in New York didn't believe these guys would come out and be able to be as effective as starting receivers, but they've proven them wrong, and they're continuing to play with passion and making big plays all over the place. Fortunately for us, we'll have Aqib Talib back, so we'll have that no-fly zone back in place, and I look forward to be a really good matchup, good battles on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, those two guys each had back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. They're the first duo for the Jets to do that in 50 years. All right, let's get a final thought here, Casey. Final thought for this Broncos offense.
For the Broncos offense, they have to run the ball, and it's going to be against a defense that's playing inspired football right now. They don't look like a defense that's dropped five of the last seven and given up last play drives on four of those games. They look like a defense that's playing inspired football. They play fast. They play powerful. I think they're inspired by their coach, Todd Bowles. They're going to try and save his job. His job's on the line. The last 3 years, he's records 20 and 27, so his head is on the chopping block. They're going to play. They do have a slight chance of still making the playoffs, so that's a little bit more added motivation for the Jets. But I think when it comes down to this game, I think it's all about the offensive line. Offensive line looked great against the Dolphins last week, especially in the run game. I think they have to get C.J. Anderson running the ball early on in the game and then win in the fourth quarter with some play action and big plays.
And that was an offensive line playing without big Ron Leary. Steve, your final thought here for the Broncos D.
Well, again, I think our hands are going to be full. They also have two really good running backs. Both Bilal Paul and Matt Forte have done a great job of running the ball and helping them control the clock. So, our guys will have to play hard. Von Miller will have to have a big day. That defensive line, we've been banged up some. I think we're probably going to see some more DeMarcus Walker probably on that interior line like he did last week. He'll have to show up big. It'll be good for Broncos fans to see what he can do. But overall, we got to play solid defense to stop these guys because it's going to be a battle both trying to stop the run and the pass.
And Von Miller needs just one sack to become the first Broncos player to ever have six 10-sack seasons. So that would be quite the mark for Von Miller if he can get that done. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater and Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.